Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. I have a good surprise for you today. One of our beautiful members of our community has agreed to allow her private session to be recorded for your enjoyment and education. So, Lee, thank you. We're so greatly appreciative of you agreeing to do this with us.
Wonderful.
Okay, great. So, that being said, we're going to conduct this exactly like we usually do. Your personal, you're doing the 12-month program, correct?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Okay, and I think this is our second or third one in.
This is our second.
Our second. Oh, good.
Yeah.
So they'll everybody will get a chance to really experience how the private sessions go.
So oh,
that
so
being
glad.
Said, woman, everything is not open. Could you please open everything, balance everything, and get it in alignment, and be conscious of doing that every day? Sometimes, a few times a day, depending on how many hits you take from the world. So it's
wow.
as easy as that. Your heart's
yeah.
open now. Your chakras are open. You're in alignment. You know, your heart aligned straight. It's easy, but you have to remember to do that, Lee. So that's your first note and everybody's note. The energy cannot flow if those things are not open. And so you're just going to be fighting yourself, you know, trying to really make some exponential movement here. And our whole purpose, Lee, I want to remind you, is that we move forward and exponentially open things up every time we work so that an entire shift has been made at the end of these 12 sessions. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So, anything you want to talk about now? We're all ready to go.
Where to begin?
At the very beginning. Very good place
oh, here
to
we go.
Start.
Oh, music. This is always a good place to start, isn't it? Well, I'm just so full of joy and happiness. I've made a lot of big changes in my life to match the love that I'd like to be in the world every single moment of every single
right.
day. And so just really happy I've made some giant moves. I suppose, may I start with a question? Because something's been nagging me, so that's probably it. Okay, so on last week, I had to be downtown in the criminal court system of Los Angeles. And I remember you had spoken about the time you were called to jury duty, and you were
yes.
in the same building. And I, you know, I was very present to the place, and it's quite a sorrowful place. And I guess my question is, you know, what's the, other than like really understanding what it means to be open-hearted, open chakras, lined up, listening, how do we deal with what we see when we see so much separation? I mean, I saw things that just in that brief moment in this environment, I don't know what I'm asking, really. Yeah, it really did.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to give you a phrase from an early training that I did called conceptology, and it was be in the world but not of it. Now, what that means is that we want to be in the world. We are in the world. We have to exist in the world and deal with the world, but we do not have to be in the vibration of the world. We can be in the vibration that we choose, which is a whole different thing. So what happens then, and the best way I can describe it to you and everyone is to remain objective. When you remain objective, it's the difference of, oh, I see a homeless person there. I see that they're asking for money. I see that they're dirty and they need, you know, shower and food. And I see all this. I remain in the state of love around all of it. I send them love, but I have no judgments or reactions to what I'm seeing, other than choosing the state of love and acceptance for them. And the understanding that we all create our own lives. For some reason, they're creating this for whatever message or lesson that they need to get in this lifetime. And when they're ready, they will move on, like Neil Donald Walsh did, to a different expression, or they won't. And there's no judgment that I have around them about this. Now, the second thing the channel wants to tell you is just walking into that energy, because energy needs a focus. It needs a direction. And when you walk into a building like that, you're walking into automatically a whirlwind of opposing energy. Mm-hmm. And the key words here are opposing energy. So you have people that have been in there that are scared to death. You have people who have been in there that have murdered people. You have people that have been in there that whose job and sole job is to dedicate themselves to justice, which includes an element of judgment. So right there, you have to be aware and conscious. I am taking my energy into some pretty powerful energy that might affect me if I don't stay conscious. Are you with me?
I am so with you.
Okay. And that's pretty much what's going on in the world everywhere from the time that we all started.
Yeah.
But it's escalating now because there's more people, less space. The technology itself creates waves that carry all of this complex and confused, conflicting energy on the waves. And so as the world gets smaller and more challenging to live in, we get to be more present and more objective.
Wow.
Yeah, that's as clearly as they've ever said it for me.
Right.
What a great question. Hold on, there's one more thing coming in. Sheets, book. Give me a movie, please.
Wow, Hallelujah was the first word that came to my mind, but I don't know what movie that is. I think it's an old black film, actually.
Well,
Hallelujah.
They don't care. They say that that's a great, that's what they were going for. And asking you to bring up is, we live in the state of Hallelujah when we live in this be in the world but not of it.
Mm.
So I'm going to live in the world, and in this world there's chaos and there's murder and there's rape and there's lack of money and there's ill health, and that all those things exist on this world, and my vibration does not have to play with those vibrations.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, that when you were talking about judgment earlier, what was coming to me was I'm like judging myself as inadequate faced with all of this, yet at the same time, that's not actually the deepest truth, because
never.
What you just talked about is completely that is the transcendence, that is the love, is
yes.
being that vibration. That's what it is,
and it's a
wow.
choice, Lee.
Wow.
You see, you have the power of that choice in every single solitary moment. Do you understand?
I do.
Okay. And that's where your power as a self-creator takes away so much fear and anger and judgment, because when you truly know that you have command over your own energy, then that's what your focus and attention is on, is your own energy, not all the crap around you that's going down in the world that will pull your attention and feed the very thing that you don't want to create.
Wow. I'm trembling a little right now.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting, isn't it?
It's
exciting to understand so clearly how to create so simply.
You know, when I started this call, I was going to ask you too, so then what's my role? You know, you being an actor and everything, you know, what's my role?
Your role is to be a conscious creator every moment of every day.
I'm writing.
That's why we're
all
here.
I'm writing the role as that's what life is. You're just writing the role.
Yeah.
Cool.
We chose embodiment, and only the great souls choose embodiment, I might add, because this is where we're tested the most. So if we can walk the talk and keep the focus and always make the choice while we're in embodiment, man, when we're in the pure soul realm, it's going to be a cakewalk, right?
Heaven on earth, okay? Heaven on earth.
And it's like, I can't remember what book this is in, one of the healing things, but they were talking about it's really easy for a monk who's living on a hilltop, you know, who lives in very pure, guarded, regulated walls, to follow the path more faithfully. But put yourself down here on earth and say you're a new mom who has to go to work 12 hours a day, and the baby's up sick and he's been crying all night, and you don't have enough money, and you got to go to work, then the challenge gets a little bit greater, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
But I can tell you from walking myself through these many stages since I began this work, that the more you do it, the more your life gets easier.
Yes, because that space is real. It's like almost, it's like your friend.
Yes.
And
and
well
you live
said.
With that friend, you know, right?
Yeah. And it's, you know, again, I use the analogy of training our muscle. We are training our muscle of consciously creating us and ergo our lives. And it's a muscle that has been dormant and unused for centuries, except by a few chosen few that really knew how to do it and what the answer was. The secret, if you want. So there's a place in your life they would like to explore where you are the most challenged around this, and they're taking me to health. Can we talk about health for a minute?
Okay.
Be in it, but not of it now. So are you having some health challenges?
Yeah, there are all sorts of them. Some coming from some pretty serious automobile accidents, or at least that's my that's been my crutch, if you will. And then the others, wow, it's all so okay, here we go. All right. I have a lot of guilt, shame around sexuality. And have been around sexually transmitted diseases and had an episode of shingles in March this year. And I don't believe it healed because I still get bruises that show up and, you know, other little things, stomach issues and whatnot. So, yeah.
Okay, they want to go to shingles, so hold on while I pull it up here in the body book is where we're going. You know how much I believe in this book. I don't have to tout how incredible this. Hold on, it's just really, they're really big.
Wow, amazing.
Shingles, okay. Generalized dread. They are, in effect, waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Well, that really explains what we began the show with, you know. What I'm seeing in the world and feeling so responsible for. So you really began the show with that.
Yes.
Opening, if you will, how to... I mean, the generalized dread, I face it differently now. That's for sure.
So let's just recap how energy works, Ali.
Okay.
All there is energy. That's it. Everything's energy. That's science as well as spirituality. Okay. Energy just is. It isn't positive. It isn't negative. Energy needs direction to become something. And through that direction and focus, energy takes form. The brain thinks in pictures. The brain will help you direct your energy around what you're thinking and picturing. So if you're waiting for the other shoe to drop, you are literally telling the energy of you, keep on the lookout for anything that's not safe.
Oh, brother.
Like cars coming at me and auto accidents. And sexually transmitted diseases. What you put your choice of focus on you will attract to you.
Okay, so then my next thing is to get to the layer past this lie, if you will.
Okay, so that's funny because they're going, okay, and now she'll want to know why. So there are two ways you can do this. You can go, okay, well, I'm just not going to be in dread anymore. I'm not going to do it. If I see that I'm attracting all this stuff to me, that is not what I want, right? So
right.
I better start trusting the world. You can snap your finger, just like, you know, one of my clients, the doctor told him to quit smoking or he was going to probably die. And he had a new baby. So he quit cold turkey because that little baby was worth it to him to quit smoking. And quitting 3 packs a day cold turkey is a challenge.
Yeah.
But he made a choice because something was worth it to him.
Yeah.
Most of us don't do that for ourselves. We can do it for our kids. We can do it for our parents. We can even do it for our country if we need to, but we put ourselves last. So, they want to know what your mother had to do with this dread and expecting the other shoe to drop, because that's where it started.
Well, yeah, I mean, okay. I was kind of hoping we'd get to this. Because it's Father's Day tomorrow, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, or this weekend anyway.
Yeah.
And generations of alcoholics.
Your mom was an alcoholic?
Well, I think she might have become one, but my dad certainly was. And
uh-huh.
She was always on pins and needles because she never knew which.
Oh, trust me. You know, I grew up with an alcoholic dad.
Yeah.
So you are always, always on the defense, and always it's like if you're not aware all the time, you can really go under. Somebody's going to hurt you. Something's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it comes out of the blue.
Right.
So that's the first part that you have to realize, not only is genetic, now remember, my channel says that genetics is an idea that you go, okay, I'll believe that too. I'll believe that runs in the family. So you're being invited to let that go, Lee. Boy, where are you, woman?
I'm in Morro Bay, and it's just getting super busy. I'm looking at the I came outside. They said I could have this room by myself, but people are coming and going
crazy. I see. Okay. All right. So, first of all, let's bring your attention back and your focus back.
Okay.
So, you need to be willing, ready, and able to let go of defining yourself as coming from a family of alcoholics, as coming from energy that you cannot depend upon. Because if you keep defining yourself that way, Lee, then you can't be somebody else.
Right.
Okay?
Yep.
All right. Are you okay?
Yeah, it's just like, it's a relief.
Well, yeah, you don't, it's like, okay, that happened. See, this is in the world, but not of it again.
Yeah.
It happened. I was a kid who grew up, and I had alcoholism around me a lot. That's the fact. If I take it beyond the fact of that, then I'm using it as my story and limiting myself.
Right.
Did you follow that?
I so did.
Okay. The second thing around your dad, they want to go to the, okay, we're going right to a core belief. Hang on. Going to the sheets here. Yeah, boy, this is going to serve so many people, Lee, here. Okay, I'll never be good enough. That's the other thing you put together, is I'll never be good enough, so I should leave the creation of me. I want you to really hear those words. I'll never be good enough to create me the way I want to be.
Yes, I'm walking to a quieter space. And wow.
Let's say it again. I'll never be good enough to create me the way I want to be. In other words, what's the use? I come from this.
Wow, yeah, well, I feel that one very deeply.
Yeah, I feel it deeply too.
It explains a lot.
So let's all just take a moment to claim I am the power of my God self. I am pure energy, and I get to direct my energy any way I want, and I am choosing. I am ready, willing, and able. I want to, need to, deserve to, attract, never have a problem with, and am able to be good enough to create me exactly the way I want to be, which is powerful through divine love. I am ready, willing, and able to give me everything I want and to be everything I want. And so it is. Wow. I hope everybody did that with us.
I am ready, willing, and able.
Yes. You know, I'm good enough, and I'm going to give me everything I want.
And look at that. We're only into the half hour. Come on, everybody.
Yeah, well, you know, when you're ready, Lee, when you're ready, the energy really rips. Sometimes people go, oh, my God, Dee, slow down, right? Because when we're willing and open and asking, which is what ask and ye receive means, they cannot wait to give you the highest truth so that you can open up and move on. That's the universe's great pleasure and joy, is to give you what you want. Now, that being said, it has no judgment, and it will give you positive if you want it and negative if you want it, because, again, your purpose here is to learn self-creation. So if the universe goes, no, I don't want to give you that bad thing you keep thinking about, then you never learn, I better not think about that bad thing, or that's what I get. So you've heard the phrase, be careful what you wish for, because the universe matches that. Did you follow that, Lee?
I did. Well, then I would love to ask you a question about your work in conscious creation then, because I'd like to know more about that, perhaps. That might be a...
Well, what are your questions?
Well, it's like there's creative tension, right? There's...
Yes.
There's
creative tension?
Tension, yeah. Like what you had started the show with, the world is filled with swirling energies that may be opposing the world of duality, that sort of...
Well, yeah, because everybody gets to create their energy through their perspectives and their fears and their little child teachings, right? So
yeah.
There's all kinds of energy existing everywhere. Absolutely. So, what's your next question?
I'd like to make something of value. That's what I'm going to work on. I'd like to make something of value. You know, I'd like to make something of value. I'd like to learn how to do that. So what do I need
to... Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Where do you have to start?
Setting up a disciplined time to write?
No.
No?
You have
okay.
to start getting yourself in alignment and knowing the value of you. You see, it's an oxymoron, baby cakes, to say, I'm not valuable, I don't know my value, I don't know that I can create what I want to create, and therefore I'm going to go out and create something of value. Do you see how that's out of alignment?
Yes, going to the party with your hands full of poop.
Yes, exactly. Weird analogy, but exactly. So if you want to create something of value, the first step you do is to know your own value. For example, who's going to want to watch me act if I don't know I can act? If I don't know I can act and I go in and I'm kind of hold myself back and I'm never brave and, you know, who's going to want to hear me speak about conscious creation if I go, well, I can't create my life and I don't know what I'm talking about, but I'm going to go out and talk and maybe somebody will pay me to... Would you come to hear me? I wouldn't come to hear me. Okay? So,
nope.
So you're fighting yourself right away by saying, I want to create something of value and I don't know if I'm valuable. Now, that I want to say quickly, that is a challenge of every child of an alcoholic or every child of a drug-addicted parent. And a lot of parents that look normal is, I didn't feel valued. And if I don't feel valued, I don't know how to find my value. That's the big problem in so many relationships, because people are using the other person to make them feel valuable. And that doesn't work, because you just attract people who aren't ready to feel valuable.
Wow.
Trust me, I know.
Okay.
So if you want to make something of value, the first step is to really move into the experience of your own self-worth and value. And, you know, that's why I teach self-love so much.
Yeah.
Right? Because you can't really feel how valuable you are till you say it's okay to love who you are. For no reason, Lee, not for what I've done, not for what I've accomplished, not for how much money I have, not for how many lives I've touched. I'm just going to love me for the sake of loving me. Because you know what? It feels a lot better than judging me and worrying about me and thinking I'm not valuable.
Right?
Okay. So number one is self-value. Number two, sheets, book, song. Give me a movie.
Hello, Dolly.
Okay. So they're actually not going to Hello Dolly itself. Well, maybe. But they're going to Streisand. Streisand is Streisand because she believed in her value. And interestingly enough, a lot of people in the business found Miss Barbara very difficult to deal with because she knew her value. Not her problem, not your problem. So there's a little bit of fear in you, Lee, that you're going to be judged like you were judging the people down at the courthouse. I'm going to be judged for knowing my value. Where do you think that came from?
Wow.
Well, they're giving me a very, very clear picture of a little girl being told to kind of hold herself down so she can stay safe and not stir the boat in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're always being heard, be quiet, don't upset Daddy, go sit down, and, you know, you pretty soon put together, I don't have a lot of value here. Because I have to shut off who I am. So you have to give yourself permission and work with your little child to go, you know what, we're going to go bravely out into this brave new world we're creating. And we're going to know that we're totally loved and accepted for the power of our value because we do it through love.
Yeah.
Okay. The third thing. We're going back to the sheets, first sheet, second sheet, third sheet. Hang on. Boy, this has given me a lot of clarity. 2, 5. Okay, they're taking me to your Hara line. And again, guys, that's why it's on the e-blast so that you can write it out or copy it or whatever, these directions. For your energy, if your Hara line, H-A-R-A line, is not straight, strong, and through the ID point, you can't experience what you know. It's a very subtle energetic alignment so that you can feel, I am valuable. You can actually... When your Hara line is all askew and you drop into your heart and straighten it, you will literally feel it physically. Very subtle, but you'll feel it.
Okay.
So I just can't stress opening your heart, opening your chakras, straightening your Hara line, and knowing that you're in alignment with Source. So important, guys. So important. So those three things have to be in place before you ever start asking yourself, what do I want to do that's valuable?
Yes.
Okay, I value myself. I know I'm going to be loved and accepted for my value, and I'm going to stay in my knowing that I'm valuable. Now, what do I want to create? So you want to write? Is that it?
Yes. I'm going to make movies, paint, all sorts of creative beauty.
Okay. Have you started?
Yes.
You've started doing what?
Oh, let's see. Screenplays. And had some painting classes, some drawing classes.
Uh-huh.
And
did you have fun?
I did.
Okay. Yeah, wouldn't it be lovely to have fun all of your life and do that?
Yes. Yes, okay. It would actually. Wouldn't it be lovely?
Okay. So when I say you're having fun, I get a no. Because there's one thing out of alignment. You're not doing it, and I wrote a whole e-blast about this. Let's see, whatever date it was last Sunday in June, about love for love's sake. Doing things just for the sake of loving them, loving yourself just for the sake of loving yourself, loving somebody else just for the sake of loving them because it feels good. My dog absolutely lives in that every moment of her life, unless she gets on the couch like she did last night and she gets a spanking. So they want you to just stay in the love of creation. Because part of you goes, and this goes back to the value again, well, I want to do all this stuff, but I don't know how I'm going to make money. Am I going to be accepted? Are people going to think it's any good? You fly over to that place, and out of the sheer joy you get of the creation of it. Is that resonating with you?
It does, and as soon as you said it, it was like, that's where the why bother is, because that's a waste of, total waste of energy and time, because
yeah.
it's like the antithesis of creating.
And nothing that gives you joy is a waste of your time, nothing.
Here, here.
We're so programmed to work hard and be in the struggle. So that we can be worthwhile. Your job is just to go joyously create, even when it comes to the business of then getting it out there and showing your work. You know, can you
okay.
joyfully go to the open air art markets and show your work, just to share it with people.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And they're showing me the slot machine again because they use this analogy a lot with me. Gee, I wonder why. You know, when you hit the slot machines, then you start pushing and trying to manipulate winning the slot machines again. Instead of, I won the slot machine just because I was having the most fun of my life playing that slot machine. It's the same premise. And I remember the last time, and I said, okay, I want to make money. That's what I want. I'm going to go down and have fun, and I want to make money. And at the end of the night, I think I was $100 up, and I said, you know, guys, I don't get it. I said I wanted to make money, and they started laughing, and they said, Dee, you hit 3 jackpots, you made money, you just put it back in. So, you know, we gave you what you wanted. And you chose what to do with it after we gave it to you. So if you want to make money and keep the money, win the money and walk away, right? And I had to start laughing because they were absolutely spot on. So their point to you is have fun in the creation of it and have fun in the sharing of it. Whether it's monetarily or creatively or however you're, and it's fine to want to make money on your creative endeavors, guys. It's fine. But be clear that's what you want and that you're going to stay in the fun of doing it instead of, oh, my God, am I going to make any money? I got to make some money doing this because that pushes it away. That's waiting for the other shoe to drop again.
Got it.
Which is the basis of your shingles, the dread. Just tying everything together here for you.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. What?
Yes.
Hold on. Is there anything else? No. Okay. What other questions are coming up, Lee?
None. I just want to say thank you. Just thank you. Thank you for including me in this community and guiding me in such brilliant ways to come forward out of this shyness of dread, really. That's like,
oh, the shyness
cool.
of dread. Isn't that an amazing title? Look at that sentence, the shyness of dread. I can feel that. Can you feel that? How sad it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're so full of love and life and joy and cheerfulness. You know, you don't want your little girl to think she has to hold on to that anymore, Lee. I know you had some... You shared with me you had some pretty big aha moments from the little child experience that you did.
Yes.
Too. So
yes.
All of this is going together, you know, to really... Lee is creating her own freedom with the steps you're taking to be conscious about what's running you here.
Yeah.
There's something else they want to give you. Hold on, sheets, book. Give me another movie, woman.
Castaway.
I'm sorry?
Castaway.
Okay. You're never by yourself, Lee. None of us are ever alone or by ourselves. All we have to do is ask the universe and all the energy, the positive forces of the energy, to come in and partner with us around what we have chosen to create. So be clear with me now. What have you chosen around all of these creative endeavors? Give it to me in one sentence.
I've chosen to partner with all of the love energies that surround me and that are within me, and to bring my little girl in joy in everything that I do and undertake, and let her know the value.
I am asking the universe to value me so that I can put all of this successfully out into the world. Isn't that what you want?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
So be
yes.
clear that is what you're asking for. Feel good about it. Know you value yourself enough to create it and receive it, and then turn it over, baby. Then just go play. Go play in all the things that you love to do.
That sounds like a perfect way to end the show.
For sure. Hold on. Is there anything else? Any other questions? Any other subjects? I think we're pretty complete, my beautiful.
Yes. Yes.
Fabulous.
Thank you. Thank you, channel. Thank you, everybody. Yep.
Yeah.
Us.
And thank you. Thank you for sharing so openly and honestly so that everybody could benefit here, Lee. It's a great gift. See, you already started doing what we've been talking about. Perfect.
Yay-hoo.
Yay-hoo. All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Remember, loving yourself and valuing yourself and appreciating yourself and accepting yourself. That's why you're here, so that you can learn the amazing art of conscious creation. Until we meet again, love yourselves, and love yourselves more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.